From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 in March 2011 and caused a nuclear power plant meltdown. Tuesday's quake, measured by U.S. seismologists at 6.9, in Japan at 7.4, struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. Geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said it was the kind of seismic activity that is normally expected, unlike the 2011 quake.
This is a normal fault as opposed to the thrust fault that was created by the Tohoku quake of 2011. And this is all pretty much the type of seismicity that we would expect to see in the area, especially since it's closer to the shore. We definitely would expect to see normal faulting occurring on this location, which is pretty much what we're seeing.
The quake struck about 10 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We sure did. We had quite a good shaking, and it just kept going for, you know, longer than the usual earthquake. You got that swaying motion when you realize, oh, this is a serious one.
There was no immediate reports of casualties or damage, but a tsunami measuring about 1.4 meters washed ashore. An effort by African countries at the UN General Assembly to delay appointment of the first ever UN expert tasked with investigating abuses against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people worldwide was defeated Monday. A draft resolution demanding talks on the legality of the new LGBT expert mandate had a key demand removed to delay appointment. South Africa broke ranks, voting for the amendment, joining the U.S., European nations, Canada, and delegations from Latin America. This is VOA News.